And quick, 10 on the pitch clock, the 2-2 misses up and out. A full count drawn here by Monroe in his second plate appearance this evening. Moreno, the left fielder, on deck. The center fielder, Justin Best, to follow. Monroe's the seventh hitter, beginning a plate appearance this frame for Madison. The 3-2 runner takes off. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Monroe down on strikes to end the inning. Not before Madison scores three times here in the home half of the third inning. They lead it 3-0 over your Raptors. We head to the fourth here at Warner Park. You're listening to Raptor Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Raptors trail it 3-0 as we enter the top of the fourth inning in Madison. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back on WFHR. Two up in the inning for Wisconsin Rapids. It's the 5-6-7 spots. Jorge Degatti, Trotter Boston, and Jake Beauchesne. Three runs coming for the Mallards in the home half of the third inning. Arnaud Mulemekic, the starter for Wisconsin Rapids, walking the first three hitters of the frame. Alex Harrell grounding out back to the mound to drive in the first run before Blake Guerin was on cleanup duty, bringing in two on a two-run single with two down to left field. Degatti, in his first at-bat of the season for the Raptors, flew out to right field two innings ago, as he takes the first pitch for ball one. Mentioned Degatti's been at three different stops now and had last summer with the Raptors 39 games played in as the 1-0 misses high for ball two. And 147 plate appearances, 131 at-bats, was a .328 hitter. Got on base at a .401 clip, slugged .382, an OPS of .783 for Kirk Schreider's Raptors as the 2-0 pitch is on the outside corner and it's called a strike. Degatti as well, one long ball, 14 RBIs and two doubles for the Raptors a summer ago. Here's the 2-1 pitch from the right-hander Ben Gregory. Goes breaking ball and it catches the outside corner. The right-handers work the count even at 2-2. As mentioned, Degatti in 2022 stayed in his home state of Florida to play with the Florida Gators. 2023 moved to the Big Ten with the Indiana Hoosiers and most recently now at Nova Southeastern as the 2-2 breaking ball misses low and out to make it a full count. Played in 15 games between his 2022 and 2023 homes did Degatti and collected 14 at-bats between both stops as the 3-2 fouled away. Quality plate appearance put together in terms of driving up the pitch count of the right-hander Ben Gregory, who's now pitching with a lead. This will be his 48th delivery of the ballgame. Three innings pitched for him so far, now 3-plus entering the fourth, three hits allowed. The 3-2 fouled away again by Degatti. One walk, two strikeouts, and on the Raptors' side, four walks for Arnaud Mulemekic, three of them coming in the most recent half inning. Maddox Thornton, the right-hander, is warming up down the line. The Texas A&M Corpus Christi product could be entering the ballgame here shortly. The 3-2 to Degatti, this one hit on a line into center field, but it hangs up long enough for Justin Best to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Degatti 0-for-2 to begin his Raptor tenure in this 2024 summer, and it'll bring up Trotter Boston with one down in the top of the fourth inning. Boston 0-for-1, a fly out to the center fielder Best back in the second. We look across the Northwoods League. Thunder Bay dominating Duluth at home as the first pitch to Boston's in there for a called strike. The Border Cats, 14 runs on 7 hits at Port Arthur Stadium in the top of the 6th. They lead the Huskies 14-0. Thunder Bay looking to improve to 8-1 on the campaign. 0-1 pitch, check swing, down low from Boston, appeal down to third. He did go around. It's 0-2 on the Rafters second baseman. Tight ball game at Memorial Park, home of the Royal Oak Leprechauns. Leprechauns looking to get to 500. They enter tonight 4-5 against the 5-4 Battle Creek Battle Jacks. Obviously, our 3-0 game here in Warner Park, the second of two straight of this road series in Madison. 0-2, this one hit on the ground, foul down the first base line. At Turtle Creek Stadium, Traverse City looking to improve to 8-2. They're down 1-0 against a fellow Great Lakes West Division team, the Lakeshore Chinooks, in the top of the 5th. Kokomo hosting Kalamazoo for a second straight night. The Jackrabbits looking for win number 2 of the season. They trail Kalamazoo 2-1 early in the bottom of the 4th. 0-2 pitch, tapped foul off the ankle of Boston. He'll receive a third 0-2 delivery here from Ben Gregory. Kenosha jumping on Rockford early on the road. Kingfish leading the Rivets 5-0 in the bottom half of the first inning from Rockford Stadium. Hare Baker Field, the site of the 9-0 Wausau Woodchucks and the Dock Spiders. Wausau looking to win 10 straight to begin the season. They lead it 1-0 in the bottom of the 2nd. 0-2, Boston skies this one in the air, left center field. Best giving chase along with Moreno in the gap back at the wall. That's going to one-hop the fence. Boston hits the bag at first, throw into second. He slides in head first safely. It's a one-out opposite field double for Trotter Boston. Another extra base hit for the middle infielder. He's aboard. Out in scoring position with one down in the frame. It's the fourth hit of the night for Wisconsin Rapids, and it'll bring up Jake Beauchesne. Duluth and Thunder Bay, I should mention as well, with that being in the top of the 7th. They'll have another one tonight, 7:35 local time, Eastern time, so 6:35 central here. Obviously, that'll start a little late between the Border Cats and the Huskies. First pitch to Jake Beauchesne. He's in there for a called strike. Shooting the knees is Gregory. Bottom one at Mayo Field, Rochester looking to improve to 3-7. They trail the Eau Claire Express 1-0. 0-1 the count on Beauchesne, McClanahan on deck with one down in the inning. This delivery popped sky high in the air, shallow left center field. Coming out is Shea Robinson, the shortstop, calling off Best and Moreno to make the catch for the second out of the inning. It'll be up to the left-handed hitting right fielder Tyler McClanahan with a runner out in scoring position to try and drive in the first run of the evening for Wisconsin Rapids. 3-0 the score if you're just joining us. No runs on 4 hits and no errors for the Rafters. 3 runs on a hit and an error for Madison in Game 9 of this 2024 Northwoods League season. It's the 15th season of Rafters baseball, 31st season of the league overall. The right-hander Gregory looks into Whittle. The catcher gets his signs. Working middle of the rubber with Boston out on second. The first pitch to McClanahan is swung on and missed. Beautiful night for baseball here in Madison. Sun is a-shining. Had plenty of scattered showers last night. A 1 the count. Set is the right-hander. This one misses low and inside on McClanahan. It'll kick to the backstop. Moving to third is Trotter Boston. On deck is Mason Onati, top of the order with Miles Vandenhoevel to follow. As mentioned, last night, scattered showers. Want to shout out the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters front office and interns. Making the trip out, they were sitting in the duck pond, and they stayed through the rain delay. Hanging out, watching some Rafter baseball. Unfortunately, couldn't get the result we were hoping for, but still great to talk to them before the game as the 1-1 swung on and missed by McClanahan. Count moves 1-2 on the Rafter right fielder. Can't catch it in the background. McClanahan's the beer batter of the night here in Madison. A strikeout makes for cheap alcohol beverages for the fans in attendance. The 1-2. This one hit on a line to the right side. Second baseman Hamilton gloves in the shallow right field grass and will throw to first in time. Trotter Boston's left out on third after a one-out double. Facing just one over the minimum is Ben Gregory, and he is through 4 scoreless innings from Warner Park. 3-0 the score. We enter the home half of the 4th inning for the Mallards. 6-7-8 Moreno, Best, and Robinson due up in the inning. It'll be the right-hander Maddox Thornton to enter the fray. The right-hander from Texas A&M, Corpus Christi. We're back in just a couple minutes here from the state capital of Wisconsin You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher in the ball game for the Rafters as we enter the home half of the fourth inning from Warner Park. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR. Three innings is all for Arnaud Mulemekic tonight in his second start with the Rafters. Going three innings, allowing one hit, three runs, all of them earned, and all of them coming in the bottom of the third inning. Walking four and striking out two while throwing 59 pitches. 3-0 the score, as you can imagine. Three runs on a hit and an error for the hosts. And for your Rafters, no runs on four hits and no errors. It'll be Maddox Thornton entering the fray. The first arm out the chute tonight for first-year pitching coach Mike Spears and fourth-year field manager for your Rafters, Kirk Schreider. Liam Moreno, the right-handed hitting left fielder, swinging away at the first pitch offered from Thornton, serving it up into center field. Catch is made by Miles Vandenhoevel to retire the first batter of the inning. One pitch, one out for Thornton to begin his appearance. 6-7-8, the assignments for Thornton here in this frame. It's now the left-handed hitting center fielder Justin Best. This will be Thornton's second outing of the summer. Last worked on the final day of May, the beginning of the home-and-home with Wausau on the 31st, 6 days ago. And that 4-3 loss. Four innings Thornton worked. He allowed just one hit, no runs, walked two, and struck out two of the 14 woodchuck batters he faced. It's Justin Best from Florida State University, a opposite field homer against Sam Arnold last night that made it 6-0. 1-0 pitch. It's one hit on the ground right side. Glove by the second baseman Boston. He'll fire to first in time. Three pitches, two outs for Thornton here in the home half of the fourth. He'll now get the eight hitter and shortstop Shea Robinson. Robinson looking for his first official at-bat of the ballgame, drew a leadoff walk in the three-run third inning against Mulemekic and later scored. For the Rafters, when we get to the top of the fifth inning, 9-1-2, due up for a second time this evening, Onati, Vandenhoevel, McIntosh. First pitch strike fired in there on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball from the right-hander Thornton. He joined the team the same time Zach Boss did, the projected starter for Saturday night's game against Madison. A one pitch, high chopper on the ground, left side. Coming in on it is the third baseman Degatti. He'll throw across in time to Schaefer to end the inning. How about that? A five pitch, 1-2-3, fourth inning for Maddox Thornton. Score remains 3-0 in favor of the Mallards. We head to the top of the fifth from Warner Park. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Ah, construction again.
Thanks for tuning in until WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Ah, really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Ben Gregory back out on the hill for the Mallards, supported by a three-run lead here from Warner Park on this Thursday night. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR, back with you for more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball in this 2024 Northwoods League season. Mason Onati, Miles Vandenhoevel, Kyler McIntosh, lefty-righty-righty. 9-1-2 spots in the order due up in this frame for the Rafters. Rafters out hitting the Mallards 4 hits to Madison's 1, but that one hit, a 2-run single from Blake Guerin to cap out a 3-run third inning. The most important one of the ballgame so far. First pitch from the right-hander Gregory to Mason Onati misses low and in for ball 1. Onati 0-for-1, a strikeout to lead off the third inning in his first at-bat of the ballgame. The 1-0. From Gregory, trying to work the outside corner, and he nets the call to make it 1-1. Vandenhoevel on deck, he's 0-for-2. He's feels like most of the games he's been here in Wisconsin Rapids, all of them, and he's led off in all of them, as the 1-1 misses low and inside. He has reached multiple times. He takes his walks, and then becomes a threat out on the base paths. 2-1 to Onati, spear shot. Weakly hit on a two-hop to the left side, gloved by the third baseman, Monroe. He'll throw over to first, picked out by Guerin in time. 5-3 put out of Onati begins this top of the fifth inning. Vandenhoevel went down looking against Gregory to begin the ballgame in the top of the first, most recently a pop-out to the second baseman, Hamilton, in the third. Obviously, that's something we want to fact-check, too, on Miles Vandenhoevel, how many times he's reached in each game. Entering tonight, 8-for-28, a .286 hitter. The first pitch to Vandenhoevel misses low and inside for ball 1. Yeah, last night had a hit and drew 2 walks. So in Lakeshore, the only game they played, he drew 1 walk. That was the only time he got on. But it feels like he's gotten on almost every game as the 1-0 misses low and outside. Had 3 hits against Wausau, including that 2-run double to begin the scoring in that one. The 17-10 loss back on June 1st. Gregory set the 2-0. Breaking ball swung on and missed by Vandenhoevel to make it 2-1. Drew a walk against Wausau in the first home game between them this year, so only reached once there. Drew 2 walks and had a hit against Waterloo on the 30th. Drew a walk and had a knock against Waterloo on the 29th. Drew 2 walks against Fond du Lac on the 28th as the 2-1 pitch. Hit foul down the left field line to even up the count at 2-2, and on opening day had 2 hits and a walk. So only 2 games where he hasn't reached multiple times, and he has reached once in every game. He has drawn at least 1 walk in every game except the 17-10 loss against Wausau on Saturday, but I think making up for it with 3 hits is more than okay for the right-handed hitting Vandenhoevel. 2-2, 1 out, nobody on. The payoff from Gregory misses high for ball 3. On deck, it's Kyler McIntosh. The catcher, Jack Matthey, awaits after him. Saw 3 innings from Arnaud Mulemekic. Maddox Thornton worked a quick 1-2-3 bottom of the 4th inning. 3-2 pitch, Vandenhoevel chases that one upstairs and is down swinging for the second out of the inning. 2 up, 2 down for Gregory here in the 5th. We'll bring up the 2-hitter, Kyler McIntosh. Being from the right side, the first pitch to him is a break ball that misses up and out. McIntosh reached on an error in the first, drew a six-pitch walk most recently in the third, and was left out on third base in the top of the third inning. The 1-0 pitch misses up and out for ball two. See Jack Mathey on deck, starting to loosen up the shin guards, having some confidence that the shortstop can find his way aboard with two down in the inning. The 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss by McIntosh, count moves 2-1. Some two-way action at Alabama State University for Kyler this past spring. Has yet to go near the mound for the Raptors this summer as the 2-1 chases that one low and out to even up the count at 2-2. For Madison, when we get to the home half of the fifth inning, 9-1-2, David Whittle, Corbin Dickerson, and Davis Hamilton due up against Maddox Thornton. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball. Hit hard on the ground, foul down the third baseline. We'll do the 2-2 again here on McIntosh. As mentioned, wind blowing in, but complete change of scenery in terms of the forecast from the night before as the 2-2 is in there. Got him looking. Couple of punch outs for Gregory here in the fifth. Tosses a 1-2-3 frame and is through five scoreless. Here at Warner Park, we enter the sixth inning in Madison. 3-0 the score in favor of the Mallards. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Another inning of work coming here for the right-hander, Maddox Thornton and Raptors baseball on WFHR. 3-0 the score in favor of the Madison Mallards. It's the second of two straight home games for the Mallards against the Raptors here at Warner Park and the second consecutive of four total. After tonight, the Mallards will make the trip to Witter Field on Friday and Saturday evening for some night baseball back home in Wisconsin Rapids. The 9-1-2, David Whittle, the right-handed hitting catcher, I should say. A switch hitting catcher from the left side, taking a first pitch low and out. For ball one from Thornton. Thornton, quick work of the 6-7-8 spots in the Madison order in the previous inning, relieving Arnaud Mulamekic after three innings of work. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed by the Mallard catcher. Whittle drew a four-pitch walk back in that three-run third inning. The other catcher on the Mallards roster. The 1-1 pitch, this one hit in the air, right center field, past a jumping Trotter Boston, and it'll land for a base hit. Whittle's aboard for the second time here in this ballgame. It'll be back to the top of the order for the third time around with Corbin Dickerson, the right-handed hitting right fielder. Dickerson still searching for his first official at-bat in this ballgame. 0-for-0 in two plate appearances, a pair of six-pitch walks drawn by the leadoff man in the Mallard order this evening, back in the first and in the third inning. Thornton could look to spin a double play ball here if he can induce a grounder from Dickerson. First pitch to him. Breaking ball in the inside corner, it's there for a called strike. After Dickerson, it's Davis Hamilton, then Alex Harrell. Thornton set. Third base side of the rubber, hands at the belt buckle as the 0-1 misses low to even up the count at 1-1. The Rafters, when we get to the top of the sixth inning, 3-4-5, Jack Matthew, Grayson Schaefer, and Jorge Degatti. Six on the pitch clock, the 1-1 from Thornton, trying to elevate that fastball, but it misses the zone for ball two. Forward to seeing all you Raptor fans back home tomorrow night. They always say there's no place like home, and this is the longest the team will be away from Winterfield this season, not including the All-Star break thrown in between as the 2-1 breaking ball from Thornton misses low and out to make it a 3-1 count on Corbin Dickerson. Yeah, around the All-Star break, you won't see the team a whole lot in July. We got a road game at La Crosse on the 21st as the 3-1 pitch. High chopper on the left side of the infield. Glove by the shortstop. McIntosh to second. One, the throw to first. Not in time. Go down as a 6-4 fielder's choice. Speeding down the line was Dickerson. Was going to be a tough play for the Raptors to turn two on. Regardless, it's the first out of this inning. Talking about the heading into the All-Star break schedule. So it's that Sunday against La Crosse. Three games, 3 days off, I should say. Monday, July 22nd through Wednesday, the 24th. Then they return for three straight road games at Lakeshore on that Thursday and Friday, I should say. That Lakeshore on Thursday will be two. Yes, right, the doubleheader has been set after the canceled game on Monday. It'll be a 2 7-inning frames on that Thursday. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Davis Hamilton's there for a called strike on the outside corner from Maddox Thornton. Then the Raptors will be here in Madison on Saturday, the 27th, before getting back home against the Mallards on Sunday, the 28th. So they'll go 8 days without a home game, but that's with the All-Star break. 0-1, runner takes off. This one slashed into left field. It's down for a base hit. Hamilton going the opposite way for his first hit of the ballgame. Moving to second is Dickerson. That's where he'll stay. Two runners aboard with one down in the inning for the three-hitter, Alex Harrell. I know the players miss being home as well. I was talking to some of the guys during batting practice. Hey, looking forward to being back at Witter. And they say, well, of course. Always love playing the home games more. Obviously, traveling around and getting to see different ballparks is fun too. But the bus rides add up after a while. And it's just early on in the season for them. So they know it's important to not have to consistently take hour 45 to 2 hour 45 minute bus rides every day. First pitch to Alex Harrell from Maddox Thornton misses inside for ball one. And obviously they'll have back-to-back road games on Monday and Tuesday after the three straight at home over the weekend. Heading to La Crosse on Monday, finishing up a home-and-home before they head to Green Bay on Tuesday. First time in both of those locations this year. 1-0 to Harrell. This one is fouled back, and that'll clear the first base grandstands as well. Count evens 1-1 here on the Mallard-designated hitter. That Green Bay game Tuesday night will start a home-and-home with the Rockers. Or I should say, that is correct. Also have a Tuesday night home game starting a home-and-home in July. I was on the July tab of my calendar. But yeah, that Wednesday the 12th, they'll be back home as the 1-1 pitch swung on and missed by Harrell to make it a 1-2 count. And they're back here again are the Raptors Thursday and Friday at Madison, 6:05 next Thursday, 6:35 next Friday before having four home games in 5 days. Their next scheduled off day would be that Monday the 17th. 1-2 the count on Harrell, two runners on base, one down, 3-0 Mallards here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Thornton set the payoff. Broken bat, weakly hit ground ball on the right side. It's gloved by the first baseman, Grayson Schaefer. The only play is to the bag, and that's where he'll take it for the second out of the inning. Both runners advance, Dickerson to third, Hamilton to second on the three unassisted putout. Another golden opportunity here for Blake Guerin. He drove in two runs back in the third inning on a two-run single to left field with two down, having runners in these exact same positions at second and third. Be up to Maddox Thornton to prevent the University of Iowa Hawkeye from doing the exact same thing here in the fifth. He's able to come through. It would make it a 5-0 Mallard lead. Thornton comes set. Peers into Guerin the first pitch. It's a breaking ball. And it's a beauty. It's in there for a called strike. Guerin not looking breaking ball in the first pitch. He's sitting on one pitch and one pitch only if he can get ahead in the count, and that's the fastball. Three runs on three hits and an error for the Mallards. No runs on four hits and no errors for your Rafters as we are still playing along here in the bottom of the fifth. The 0-1. That one runs in and it hits Guerin. First baseman of the Mallards will take his base, and it'll load the bags with two down in this inning for the third baseman, Jake Monroe. No action down the line for the Rafters. The only Rafter pitcher that's up in the right field bullpen is Arnaud Mulemekic, doing some post-throwing recovery, it seems. So this is Maddox Thornton's inning in ball game for the foreseeable future. So the hitter number 6 for the Mallards in this frame, and Jake Monroe. Monroe 0-for-2 in the ballgame. Thornton's first delivery to him, swung on, hit in the air down the first baseline. That'll be a lucky souvenir for a fan in attendance tonight as a foul ball to begin the count 0-1. Monroe a ground out back to the mound with Arnaud Mulemekic to begin a 1-2-3. Bottom of the second, most recently went down swinging against Mulemekic to end the third. His first look at Maddox Thornton this evening. Thornton set the 0-1. And on the hands, Monroe fouls this one off down the third baseline, caroming off the Mallard dugout to make it an 0-2 count. John A. Logan Community College, a well-regarded and respected JUCO for baseball, not only here in the Midwest, but across the country as well. Monroe going to look to convert here with the bags juiced, already having a 3-0 lead. The 0-2 from Thornton. So one hit in the air, center field, Vandenhoevel back. Out in front of the warning track, Miles will make the grab just a couple steps away from that. Shortened 380 fence in dead center field. A long third out for the Rafters gets Maddox Thornton out of a bases-loaded jam. He's threw two scoreless out of the bullpen here in Madison. The Mallards remain up 3-0 through five innings. We head to the top of the sixth at Warner Park. 3-4-5, do it for the Rafters, Matthew Schaefer and Degatti. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on your home of the Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media app. Either way, it's WFHR, and it's locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
First pitch from the new pitcher in the ballgame for the Madison Mallards, Drew Derrimer, is lined into left field and through for a base hit. First pitch swinging Jack Mathey. Leadoff man aboard. It's the fifth hit tonight for the Rafters. They trail the Mallards 3-0 here from Warner Park. Andy Ockamir, voice of the Rafters, back here on WFHR. And that's a good start to the inning. Trailing by three are your Rafters. The line has been complete tonight for the right-handed starter of the Mallards, Ben Gregory. 5 shutout innings, allowing just 4 hits, walking 1, striking out 4, and throwing 76 pitches against the Rafters tonight. As the first pitch from Derrimer to Grayson Schaefer misses low and inside for ball 1. Derrimer, the freshman out of the University of Iowa, is making his second appearance of the summer. Last threw in the 5-3 loss against Green Bay on the road on May 30th. an inning and a third, one walk, one strikeout, no hits or runs allowed, and faced five rocker batters in that ballgame. The 1-0 pitch, this one is hit on a line. Looked to be in and out of the glove of Blake Aaron. It was a weakly hit line drive by Grayson Schaefer. And unsure on the call there from the first base umpire, Aaron appeared to have caught the ball, and Jack Matthew was far off the first base bag. It appeared it could have been a double play. Matthew was able to get back in safely after Aaron was able to drop the baseball. So it'll be one out, Matthew aboard. Just put it as an L3 in my scorebook here. Bring up Jorge Degatti. Degatti 0 for 2 today in his first game with the team in this 2024 season. A 2023 Raptor was Degatti, most recently spending his collegiate baseball playing at Nova Southeastern University, as Derrimer, the right-hander, will step off prior to the first pitcher. I still think we're having a discussion between the umpire and crew, or at least signaling out on that first out of the inning. It's Matthew still on first, being held on by Guerin. Guerin's University of Iowa teammate Derrimer set now. Time called from the home plate umpire, and it is the skipper, Donnie Scott, coming out of the dugout and wanting at least a discussion of what the heck just happened. And I think us up here in the press box at Warner Park looking for the same thing. 3-0 the score if you're just joining us. All three runs for Madison coming in the home half of the third inning. The second of four straight games between the two teams, and the second of two here in Madison. It's the second of six total games here at Warner Park this season, and the second of 12 between the two squads all summer. They play eight times in the month of June. Once again, the Raptors return home this weekend, back-to-back with Madison on Friday and Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon, a matinee to wrap out the three-game homestand with the La Crosse Loggers. If you're looking for a last-minute place to stay for this weekend or for future weekends in the summer for Raptor baseball, look no further than our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools. Can't beat that. Free home-style breakfast and high-speed Wi-Fi included in your stay as well. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. We're still having a discussion between our umpire and crew. It's the same crew that we had last night. The crew chief of the crew is Chris Castro. Daniel Roberts and Noah Hobart accommodate him. Hobart had the plate in last night's ballgame. They're still talking on this line drive hit by Schaefer over to first. Was off the end of the bat, a weakly hit line drive, which I know sounds like an oxymoron. If it's a line drive, how can it be weakly hit? But wasn't popped in the air. Appeared to have been caught by the Mallard first baseman, Blake Guerin. Then it was the runner on first for the Raptors after a leadoff single to begin the inning. Jack Matthew, who appeared to be caught up and doubled off, essentially, and was able to get back in safely after the ball came out of the glove of Guerin. Once this meeting adjourns, either way, we'll have a Jorge Degatti plate appearance in this inning, and Trotter Boston will follow him in the on-deck circle. Raptors hoping that he can just be one out with a runner on first base. This is a long meeting between the umpiring crew, and now the home plate umpire making his way over to talk to Kirk Schreider, so this could be some bad news for the Raptors if that's the case. As we look at the left center field video board here at Warner Park, it's just a bunch of crabs out on the beach having some fun and offering some mid-inning entertainment during this break for those in attendance here tonight. Two of the three umpiring crew members talking to Kirk Schreider, and by his body emotions, this call could get overturned and we could have a three unassisted double play. Five hits, no runs for the Raptors thus far. No errors committed on the defensive end. Three runs on three hits and an error for Madison. Arnaud Mulumeca got the ball to start for Wisconsin Rapids, making his second start of the summer, going three innings, allowing just that one hit. Three runs, though, all earned while walking four, the same exact number he walked in his first start against Waterloo last week. Struck out two through 59 pitches. Maddox Thornton has gotten the ball since and has thrown two scoreless for the Raptors. 24 pitches fired by the Texas A&M Corpus Christi product in his second outing, both out of the bullpen for the Raptors this summer. He's allowed two hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. For the Mallards, we talked at the beginning of the inning, thanks to this pitching change of Drew Derrimer. And now the call has been overturned. Matthew out at first base. was a long meeting with Kirk Schreider between two of the three umpires in this crew, so you had to have a feeling it wasn't going to be good news for the Raptors, and that appears to be the case. Degatti will now take his plate appearance with nobody on and two down, trailing by three in the top of the sixth inning. Out of the windup now is Derrimer, the first righty out the chute tonight for Madison, as the first pitch to Degatti misses low and outside on a breaking ball for ball one. Jorge's 0 for 2, a fly out to right in his first at bat of the summer, and the second, most recently, a line out to the center fielder Best to begin the fourth. The 1-0 to Jorge. This one hit back up the middle. That's going to get through for a base hit. First hit of the summer for Jorge Degatti. It's a two-out knock. It's the sixth hit of the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids, and it'll bring up the second baseman, Trotter Boston. Boston is 1 for 2 in this ballgame. Flew out to center to begin his day with Best in the second inning. Most recently doubled to left center with one down in the fourth, but was left out on the base paths in that frame. Guerin holding the runner on first. A couple steps off is Jorge Degatti. First pitch from Derrimer to Trotter Boston's there. Low and outside, but catches the zone for a called strike. It's Jake Beauchesne on deck, then Tyler McClanahan getting to the bottom third of this Rafter order for the third time tonight. For the Mallards in the home half of the sixth, 6-7-8 Moreno, Best, and Robinson, the shortstop, as the 0-1 misses low and out to even up the count at 1-1 on the Tabor College Blue Jay Trotter Boston. Extensive work, the NAIA level for Boston this past spring. 322 hitter in 48 games this spring. 1-1 pitch, that one missing inside. Boston having to back out of the way of that one for ball two. 9 homers, 48 RBIs, 14 doubles for Boston in his spring season. He had 4 hits and 5 RBIs against Oklahoma Wesleyan back on March 19th. 2 of his 4 hits were long balls in that ballgame. 2-1 the count. Derrimer working first base side of the rubber. Boston lays off that. 2-1 fastball that missed upstairs and outside for ball three. In a couple of multi-homer games this spring, did Boston. Is looking to deposit his first long ball as a Rafter here. The 3-1. This one is skied foul beyond the third baseline seats. Count is full on Boston in his third plate appearance tonight. Three, two, the count, two down. Rafters enter tonight 4-4, Madison 5-3. So Wisconsin Rapids looking for their fifth win and to get above 500. 3-2 pitch, Degatti takes off this one, driven in the air center field. Park will hold it in, though, as Best is there to make the grab for the third out of the inning. Couple of hits for the Rafters, but a fortunate double play ball and a two-out single from Jorge Degatti. They can't bring anything across. 6 scoreless for the Mallard pitching staff. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning in Madison. 3-0 the score. You're listening to Rafter Baseball, whether on the Civic Media app or on your FM AM dial at 97.5, 1320. It's WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Maddox Thornton back out for his third inning of work from the Duck Pond here in Madison, Wisconsin. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR. Mallards lead your Rafters in the second of four straight ball games between the two teams and the second in a row here at Warner Park. First pitch from the right-hander Thornton to the right-handed hitting. Liam Moreno misses low and outside for ball one. Three runs on three hits and an error for the Mallards. No runs on six hits and no errors for the Rafters in this ball game so far. The 1-0 pitch to Moreno misses low and out for ball two. Moreno's 0 for 2 tonight, targeting the Rafters center fielder, Miles Vandenhoevel, in both his at-bats. The 2-0 from Thornton. This one hit hard in the air down the left field line. That one is fouled near the bouncy houses. To make it 2-1 down the left field line here at Warner Park. Moreno flew out to the center fielder, Vandenhoevel, back in the second inning, a part of a 1-2-3 second inning for the starter, Arnaud Mulemekic. Was recently lined out to Vandenhoevel out in center to begin the fourth as the 2-1 pitch misses for ball three. Best on deck, Shea Robinson, the right-handed hitting shortstop from Illinois State University, to follow in this inning. Thornton's 3-1. Breaking ball hit high in the air left field. Moreno got all of that one. Foul once again down onto that concourse. It's now a 3-2 count on the leadoff batter in this inning. For the Rafters, when we get to the seventh, it'll be the bottom three. 7-8-9, Beauchesne, McClanahan, Onati. Righty-lefty-lefty against the Mallard bullpen. The 3-2 from Thornton. Fouled away. 92 on that fastball from Maddox Thornton. We do have a final here tonight. Across the Northwoods League in seven innings, part of that doubleheader between Thunder Bay and Duluth. The Border Cats 14-1 over the Huskies for their eighth win of the season. Another 3-2 coming here from Thornton. Breaking ball, misses up, having a duck inside to get out of the way. That one is Moreno. It's a seven-pitch walk issued to the Mallard left fielder to begin this inning. Bring up the left-handed hitting center fielder, Justin Best. Best 0 for 2 today with a pair of groundouts. Left the yard last night, though, for his first homer of the summer. Opposite field shot that made it 6-0 at the time in favor of the Mallards. Battle Creek taking the lead over Royal Oak on the road in the top of the seventh at Memorial Park. First pitch to Best is fouled away. 8-4 the score there, each team with four hits and each team with an error in that battle. Got a pitcher's duel, battle of the staffs in the top of the seventh at Turtle Creek Stadium. Lakeshore making the trip to take on the Traverse City Pit Spitters. It's 1-0 Chinooks. It's the 0-1 pitch fouled back. Hitting a pole and out in front of the seats behind home plate. It's now 0-2 on Best. Kalamazoo leads Kokomo in Kokomo. 3-1 the score. 4-5 Growlers and the 1-8 Jackrabbits. Rockford got two back at home. That one's in the bottom of the third. It's 5-2 Kingfish over the Rivets. The 0-2 pitch served up into the air to center. Trotting over is Miles Vandenhoevel. How about that? 0-3 tonight is Best. Now three straight balls hit out to Vandenhoevel in center field. It's the first out of the inning. Runner still at first, that being the leadoff walk drawn by Liam Moreno for the eight hitter in the Madison order. That's Shea Robinson. Robinson 0 for 1 in two plate appearances tonight. Drew a five-pitch walk in his first plate appearance to lead off the third. Later came in to score in that three-run third inning. Most recently, a ground out to the third baseman Jorge Degatti to end a 1-2-3 fourth facing Maddox Thornton. And the first pitch from Thornton to Robinson's in there for a called strike. Wausau leads 3-0 in the top of the fifth at Hare Baker Field. The 9-0 Woodchucks and the 3-6 Dock Spiders. In the second game of the doubleheader at Port Arthur Stadium between the Border Cats and the Huskies, Thunder Bay leading Duluth 3-0 there. Tied up at 1 in the top of the fourth at Mayo Field, Eau Claire at Rochester. As the 0-1 breaking ball spun in there by Thornton and nets the called strike to make it 0-2. Green Bay still searching for their second win of the season. They're on the road at Copeland Park against the La Crosse Loggers. They lead them 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Thornton set the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, lofted in the air right field. Doesn't drive McClanahan back too far. Tyler camps under to make the catch for the second out of the inning. Back-to-back flyouts generated from the right-hander Thornton. Minot leading Bismarck at home. The Hot Tots over the Larks 3-2 in the bottom of the fourth at Corbett Field. Wilmer hosting Mankato, 5-3 Stingers, the 4-3 Moondogs. It's the bottom of the third inning, and the Stingers lead it 2-1. Lastly, St. Cloud on the road. The Rocks looking for their fourth win of the season, taking on the 4-5 Badlands Big Sticks at Dickinson Baseball Field. It's 2-0 Rocks early in the bottom of the first. Brings up the switch hitting catcher, David Whittle. First pitch breaking ball on the back door is called a strike for Maddox Thornton. Whittle has reached both times he has stepped into the box tonight, drew a four-pitch walk back in the third, singled to lead off the previous inning. Thornton working with a leadoff walk on first. The 0-1 misses up and out for ball one. So far for Thornton, this will be his 40th pitch incoming. He's allowed two hits, no runs, one walk, and has yet to strike out a Mallard hitter tonight. Hoping to change that here. The 1-1, swing and a miss by Whittle. Count moves 1-2. 92 on that heater from Thornton. That is Nick Perry, the right-hander, throwing down the line for the Rafters in their right field bullpen. Would be his second outing of the season if he gets called upon. Thornton set the 1-2. Whittle staying alive, fights this one off by skying it foul down the third base line. As mentioned, for the Rafters, this was supposed to be their 10th game of the season, hitting double digits, but the rainout in Mequon on Monday has pushed everything back, and that'll become a second half game this season. 1-2 pitch tap foul down the first base line. We'll get a third 1-2 pitch coming here to the catcher, Whittle. No talking to some of the guys grabbing a quick post-game meal and hitting the bus after the game. They were bummed about it for a variety of reasons. Obviously, they're there and they want to play the game and don't want to have it move back later. Mentioned 77 days, 72 games as the 1-2 misses low and outside on a breaking ball from Thornton to make it 2-2. You obviously don't want to lose games and have to double up later on, but now the first versus second half schedules are all different. The Rafters will have to look based on win percentage here in the first half of the season. Just wasn't ideal. But life will go on nonetheless for this team. The 2-2. Whittle hits this one in the air left field. Beauchesne trots in a couple steps to make the catch and retire the side. A leadoff walk issued from Maddox Thornton, but he retires the next three hitters he faces in the bottom third of the Madison order. We're through six at Warner Park, 3-0 the score in favor of the Mallards. You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
New pitcher in the ballgame for Madison as we enter a new inning. It is the top of the seventh here from Warner Park. Things starting to get serious in a 3-0 lead. Andy Yockum, your voice of the Rafters here on WFHR. Rafters still looking for their first run of the ballgame. The line is completed out of the bullpen for Drew Derrimer, throwing just one inning and 10 pitches in relief of the starter, Ben Gregory. Two hits allowed for Derrimer, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts in his second appearance of the season. It's Cole Heath, as mentioned, now to face the bottom three in the Rafter order. Jake Beauchesne to lead off the frame. Takes a first pitch low and outside from the right-hander Heath for ball one. The right-hander Heath, a 6'3 redshirt junior, Hendersonville, Tennessee native out of Western Kentucky University. The 1-0 pitch is in there for a called strike on Jake Beauchesne to even up the count at 1-1. Looking at Heath's numbers this past season, 28 and a third innings pitched for the Hilltoppers at the Division I level. 1-1. Beauchesne taps this one foul. A whip of a 1.37. ERA of a 3.49 in those 28 and a third innings pitched. 19 games fired in his third season of college baseball, all out of the bullpen for those 19 appearances. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, rolled on the ground over to third, gloved, and fired across the diamond from Runrow to Guerin in time, a 5-3 putout of Beauchesne to begin this seventh inning. To bring up the left-handed hitting right fielder, Tyler McClanahan, 0-2 tonight, is the freshman from Alabama State with a pair of groundouts. Grounded out back to the hill, and the starter Gregory to end the second inning. And a ground out to the second baseman Hamilton to end the fourth so far this evening for McClanahan. On deck is the left-handed hitting DH Mason Onati, top of the order with Miles Vandenhoevel looming after that. First pitch to McClanahan, swing and a miss. Chasing that one downstairs, count begins nothing and one. The 0-1 pitch, McClanahan taps this one foul off his body to make it 0-2. For the Mallards, top of the order, due up in the home half of the seventh. Still look to extend their three-run lead against the Rafter bullpen. It's gone from Arnaud Mulemekic to Maddox Thornton so far this evening. Arnaud throwing three innings, 59 pitches. One hit allowed, three runs. Walked four and struck out two. Maddox Thornton then. Three shutout frames, just allowing two hits for the Rafters. The 0-2 pitch to McClanahan. This one hit on the ground down the first baseline. Gloved by Guerin, but they're going to say that one's foul. So we'll do the 0-2 again here to McClanahan. McClanahan, a big game for the Rafters on Sunday. And that 7-5 win against Lakeshore talked about his 3-for-4 performance. His first extra base hit as a Rafter being that double in the seventh inning. Last night drew three walks in the 9-6 defeat. The next 0-2, breaking ball. That one misses low and outside for ball one. He's played in every single game for the Rafters outside of opening day when he wasn't with the team. He arrived to Witter Field just in time for the home opener earlier on in the day and was immediately inserted into the starting lineup. 1-2 from the right-hander Heath misses low and inside. So Heath, as mentioned, the third pitcher being used tonight for Donnie Scott. Nick Perry warming up for the Rafters could be the third pitcher used for Kirk Schreider. 2-2 misses low right out in front of home plate. McClanahan's worked it from 0-2 to 3-2 in his third plate appearance of this evening. No runs on six hits, no errors for the Rafters. Three runs on three hits and an error for the Mallards as the 3-2 pitch. It is a breaking ball that misses outside for ball four. McClanahan drawing a 7-pitch walk. He's aboard for the first time this evening with one down here in the top of the seventh inning. Mason Onati's 0-for-2 in this ballgame. Led off the third inning with a strikeout and led off the fifth inning with a ground out. There's a cue shot over to the third baseman, Monroe. The right-hander Heath set out of the stretch for the first time on the first base side of the rubber. That 88-mile-an-hour fastball misses low and outside for ball one. Want to know the count? The runner on and one down to the frame. The next pitch to Onati. That one misses outside. A back pick attempt from Whittle over to first to check in on McClanahan. When you look at David Whittle, he's already caught one runner leaning a little too much off first base. That was a back pick of Jack Matthew with two down to end the top of the first inning. 1-1 the count on Onati. Vandenhoevel on deck. The next delivery from Heath. Onati pops this one up in the air. Foul down the left field line. Giving chase is Moreno. That'll be well onto the concourse. It's the second strike here of this at-bat for Mason Onati. Has gone two games not starting for the Rafters this year, but those two non-starts, he eventually found himself in the ballgame later on. One of those being last night, the other being the home opener against Fond du Lac last Tuesday. Heath set the 1-2. Breaking ball. hit lightly in the air to right center field. That's going to drop down for a base hit. A duck snort single for Mason Onati puts runners on first and second with one out here in the top of the seventh inning. We'll get back to the top of the order with Miles Vandenhoevel.